How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Happy Wednesday, May 3rd, 2023, and this is 5-Minute Daily Devotionals with Religionless Christianity. Today we're going to be reading and discussing Luke chapter 21, verses 34 and 35. And they read, "But watch yourself, lest your hearts be weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and cares of this life, and that day come upon you suddenly like a trap. For it will come upon all who dwell on the face of the whole earth." What cares of this life have you allowed to take your mind off Christ? He mentions dissipation and drunkenness, and dissipation is just another word for drunkenness, basically. It's overindulging in alcohol. So, being a drunkard is one of these distractions that can cause us to miss the signs. And now seems like a good time to mention that, yes, drunkenness, being a drunkard, will not only cause you to miss a sign of the Lord's return, but it's also a sin that could cause you to not enter the kingdom of heaven. Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 and 10, "Or do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived, neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who practice homosexuality, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God." That is a pretty despicable list to be included with, and I know you're not a drunkard, you're just a social drinker. I would still warn you to consume alcohol with caution. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 tells us, "Be sober-minded. Be watchful." But what else do you allow to keep you distracted from Christ? God's word, and, you know, especially as we're discussing here, watching for the signs. It's going to be different for all of us. Maybe it's work for you. Might be children for someone else. Whatever it is, you need to prayerfully ask God to show you those distractions and help you place those interests or desires in their proper place. And more importantly, put God back in his proper place. You know, so whether you're here at the end when these signs begin to come on the earth or just today, we live in a world of distractions, a world that seeks to get your mind on everything but Christ. So you must fight and pray to be focused, to stay watchful. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 again says, "Even now, the devil prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour." If you aren't watchful, if you're distracted, that could be you.
He says, "Do not let your hearts be weighed down with the cares of this life." The parable of the sower talks about the cares of this life causing us to be unfruitful and not hold onto God's word. In Mark chapter 4, verses 18 and 19, it says, "Now these are the ones sown among the thorns. They are the ones who hear the word, and the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the desires for other things entering in choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful." So we see that the cares for the world are the thorns that can choke the word that is planted in us. We have to keep feeding on God's word in order to produce spiritual fruit. This temptation to care about the world and neglect God's word is going to be a lifelong battle. We have to put his word first in our lives every single day. When we don't meditate on his word for even one day, that is like going into the battlefield with no armor and battling in our own strength. We forget it is his power in us that helps us overcome temptation. We can't let pride creep in and think we are fine even for a day without feeding on his word. And even if it's just writing down a verse for the week to meditate on, don't neglect it.
And our psalm of the day comes from Psalm chapter 66, verse 20. Blessed be God, because he has not rejected my prayer or removed his steadfast love from me.
Our proverb of the day comes from chapter 3, verse 9. Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruits of all your produce.
And I'll end praying for you from Psalm 145. May the Lord show you he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, that the Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. May you know the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth, that the Lord preserves all who love him. God bless.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.